Hey listeners, welcome back to my Mexican Immigration Podcast. My name is Love Woodland and I'll be your host today. This episode is brought to you by Punch Pizza and Kobu Coffee. I will also have a colleague later in the podcast state what they think about illegal immigrants coming into our country. So let's get right into it. So first off, I really think we need to improve the security of immigrants entering our country because a large amount of people form gangs, create violence, and bring drugs into our country. And exactly 76,585 illegal aliens have had offenses from bringing in dangerous drugs. And in the news on January 2nd, 2019, the White House posted on Twitter a video of President Trump stating that $5 billion for a wall is such a small amount compared to the $54 billion in foreign aid. Why give money to the other countries but not our own? And so I think this statement truly emphasizes the need for the border wall. And so I think it's an excellent idea that should definitely be enforced. And of course, some immigrants are just trying to escape from violence and search for better life in the United States. And more than 1 million immigrants come into our country each year. And the total cost of that is $74 to $150 billion in taxpayer money. We obviously can't stop all immigrants from coming into our country, but we should allow the people in that have jobs and degrees in certain areas of work. And if we continue to not put a foot down on who enters our country, overpopulation could definitely become an issue. For these reasons, I 100% agree to go forth with the border wall between the United States and Mexico to really ensure the security of U.S. citizens. With that, our caller Lana Berglund will be stating her thoughts on this topic right now.
Hi, Liv. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate being on your show as it's a pleasure to be here. So I've been thinking through your question and trying to put together thoughts on why it's important to have the border wall. So three quick things. Number one, I'm going to say some facts. I'm going to talk about fairness, then I'm going to talk about sovereignty. Some facts, an illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice as likely to commit a crime versus a natural-born citizen. Fact, 90% of all heroin and fentanyl comes across the southern border. Fact.
That's great information. Do you have any additional facts about sex trafficking and prison reform?
I'm so glad you asked, Liv. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact, we have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our prison reform system and countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year, that is how much is the financial burden on the U.S. that illegal immigrants drain from our system.
Lana, those are some really compelling facts that you put together. So you mentioned unfairness. Could you maybe dig a little deeper on that topic for me?
Of course, and I'm glad that you asked. It is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh, in Belarus, that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, and then maybe wait a decade to come into this country, and they didn't even commit a crime. They wait and they wait to become American citizen, so it is not fair to them.
Yes, having a consistent and fair immigration policy definitely plays a huge role. And you mentioned sovereignty. How does that kind of relate to having a border wall and illegal immigration?
Yes, these are all very thought-provoking issues and statements and really can be emotional for people. But when we come down to looking at facts, this is my perspective on sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of where our sovereign country begins. If you believe in open borders, you do not believe in the physical delineation of where our country and constitutional rights begin. The wall right now is not only important for the facts I mentioned, along with fairness and sovereignty. We are not Mexico. We have a unique culture, and so do they. We both have unique identities that should be understood and appreciated. To have a transferable citizenship cheapens the idea of American identity and culture to the people that had waited in line and the tens of millions of immigrants who came here legally.
All right. Thank you, Lana, so much for joining us. It was definitely a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I hope I can come back again sometime.
I definitely hope so. All right, I think this concludes my segment of illegal immigration. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you listen on next time. Thank you.